The Pro Football Hall of Fame has 295 members inside these prestigious walls. The biggest names in the long history of the game. Legends, record breakers, and icons all have their place in the Hall of Fame. For some, the journey to Canton was easy. For others, achieving the sport's highest award took time and patience.
I think it's fantastic. He should have been in the Hall of Fame a long time ago. But that's just the way it goes. There are some guys that just get, put through the cracks. Mick deserves it. Like I said, he should have been here 15 years ago. But, those things happen, and now it doesn't matter. He's in.
What took so long is a lot of us have said this for years, because he certainly deserved it. I don't know, he played 16 or 17 years, and he was in the All-Pro and the Pro Bowl for many years and so forth. So we just kind of wonder why it took so long.
37 years after making his final snap in the NFL, Mick Tingelhoff got the well-deserved honor of donning the gold jacket as a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
If you were to have one person to represent the Vikings in history, a caricature, it would be Mick Tingelhoff and Jim Marshall. They were our captains for so many years. They were leaders on and off the field. So the people who know Mick and played with Mick, coached Mick, hobnobbed with Mick and Phyllis, I've never seen so many happy faces as I have in Mick Tingelhoff's enshrinement.
He's a walking legend, and you talk about the culture of football, that was Mick Tingelhoff.
His entire 19-year career was all in purple, earning 6 trips to the Pro Bowl and playing an amazing 240 straight games. Last weekend, with the Vikings in Canton for the Hall of Fame game, there wasn't a better way to end the former center's long wait to be enshrined.
Glad to see him in the Hall of Fame. He's the best center that I've seen in the 35 years that I coached. I coached 23 years in the pros, and he's the best guy, player from a player standpoint that I've ever seen. And from a standpoint of a human being and the type of man that he is, there's nobody better than Mick Tingelhoff.
With his former quarterback and fellow Hall of Famer Fran Tarkington presenting him, the pair took the stage together as the 13th Viking was enshrined in Canton.
Mick's a man of little words, but a lot of action. He's so proud to be in this class of 2015. He waited 37 years to get to the Hall of Fame. He just wanted me to tell all of his teammates who are here and thank him for being here. Our great coach and fellow Hall of Famer, Bud Grant. All the Viking fans who have come from all over the country. And all the rest of you fans. And even you Steeler fans who beat us in that Super Bowl. Thank you.
Tingelhoff may not have been the headline name in the 2015 Pro Football Hall of Fame class, but there wasn't a more deserving member to enter the football's greatest fraternity. Mick Tingelhoff dominated the Vikings' offensive line for nearly 2 decades, but was overlooked for over 30 years to join the prestigious walls of the Hall of Fame. No matter how long the wait, the ability to put on the gold jacket and have that bust is something very few will ever get to do.
Well, I was very happy for Mick. It's been a long time coming. I think Mick earned his Hall of Fame credentials long before I got here. I got here and Mick was already solid and ready for the Hall of Fame. And I'm so happy to see him in there after all these years. And I'm glad him and his family are able to enjoy it.
It's just the greatest honor that you could imagine. And what's been so great is that all his teammates and friends and, of course, family, but they've all been so supportive and so happy for him. They've really shown, just that they were so happy for him.
A wonderful occasion to honor Mick in this way and to be a small part of it. was really gratifying. Can't remember when I've been happier for anybody for a long time than I am for Mick Tinglehoff. But this is a very great tribute to a great football player.